Talking now with Mark Hodges from Plains Grains. Mark, presentation today at this Oklahoma Wheat Review, you were talking a little bit about some of the numbers of Oklahoma versus Kansas and Texas on a couple of key factors, and it shows that we continue to have a problem in really getting our fields where they need to be in production of wheat.
That's right. More specifically, with dockage is an issue. Foreign material is an issue, and of course, foreign material usually being defined as rye. And of course, this past year, last year too, but the past two years, protein has been an issue. And really, we need to do some things to get that under control, and there's a lot of reasons why we are where we are. Probably the main one is this is a grazing state, and from a livestock standpoint, we're probably planting wheat anywhere from 4 to 5 to 6 weeks ahead of what we need to be to get optimum grain production. That gives more opportunities for cool season grassy weeds and wheat, and that gives more opportunities for insects that vector diseases. So, you know, we have some issues, but it's related to the production system that we're in.
And so obviously there's some trade-offs there that guys that are getting wheat pasture, they're getting income, so they sometimes are willing to take a little bit less for their wheat.
Yes, and of course, as I said, it provides some challenges on the management side that we really need to get on top of, because they're in some cases getting out of control with Italian ryegrass and some of these other dockage issues, and the foreign material, again, cereal rye, annual rye, principally is a problem.
You know, as you look at the overall winter wheat belt, that's what you're doing with Plains Grains. In your mind, are we in pretty good shape as far as what we've got available, or are we just got more of the same, where we've had so much wheat in storage from this last year of a lesser protein wheat? Are we going to have trouble really selling this crop?
Well, it'll be challenging because that's no matter how you look at it, it's going to be challenging. You know, we've had a run up in the price, but the reality is that last year we had 1 billion bushels carryover, and 600 million of that was hard red winter wheat. We produced roughly an average crop this year, so we aren't going to work those stocks down, at least immediately. So those stocks are still with us. And, yes, the Russian crop has had some drought problems, and of course, that's kind of been cheap on the world market. Since they're short on wheat, obviously it's caused a run-up in our price. But even though the price has gone up, that doesn't mean we're moving wheat. It's still pretty high as compared to the world market. And so we're still going to have to work through some of those issues. And relatively speaking, we've still got 1 billion bushel carryover, and that's something we're just going to have to, it's going to take some time.
As we think about where we are on our production, it might actually change your hat a little bit there to more of the OGI hat. One of the solutions, one of the things we hear from Jeff Edwards and others, is that we've got a tremendous opportunity to improve ourselves with the newer technology, the newer varieties.
We do, and of course, as we looked at over the past several months how we can improve on what we're doing now, we looked at the genetic side, and you know, we're getting those genetics improvement through the breeding program and Brett Carver, and we're pleased with that. I mean, just look at Duster and its performance. I mean, he's doing a phenomenal job. But we looked at other ways that we might improve what we're doing, and to do that, it really came down to best management practices and the things that we could do management-wise that would increase yields or produce a higher net return for producers. And I think those are the things that we really need to look at now, especially in the short term. And that's, again, planting certified seed, the newer varieties that have the higher genetic potential, look at either crop rotations or chemical weed control to address the dockage issue. The FM, we need to look at our fertility program and the soil testing we're doing or not doing so that we can address the fertility that equates out to the protein levels of the wheat. We need to look at all of that.